Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast. Today's word, our Easter Sunday sermon. This one is from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. Very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb carrying the spices they had prepared. When they found the stone rolled away from the entrance, they went in. But they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus, and they did not know what to think. Suddenly, two men in shining white clothes stood beside them. The women were afraid and bowed to the ground. But the men said, "Why are you looking in the place of the dead for someone who is alive? Jesus isn't here. He has been raised from death. Remember that while he was still in Galilee, he told you, 'The Son of Man will be handed over to sinners who will nail him to a cross, but 3 days later he will rise to life.'" Then they remembered what Jesus had said. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of Jesus, and some other women were the ones who had gone to the tomb. When they returned, they told the 11 apostles and the others what had happened. The apostles thought it was all nonsense, and they would not believe. But Peter ran to the tomb, and when he stooped down and looked in, he saw only the burial clothes. Then he returned, wondering what had happened. So then they remembered. The other day I was watching the Magnolia Network's TV show Family Table. The episode was about a Chinese family who talked about all the dishes they were making for the dinner, and the mother mentioned how one time, while explaining how to make the dish to her adult daughters, she remembered. She said it was such a strange experience to realize that in explaining the one ingredient they needed to have to put in the dish, her mind suddenly traveled back to her childhood and her responsibility to go and get the ingredient from the market. She said until that moment, she had completely forgotten about those journeys to and fro and her being an essential part of the dish because the family needed her and wanted her to go and get the one thing that would make the dish all that it could be. Then they remembered. Jesus' ministry among them had been amazing. Each and every disciple had been touched by what Jesus said and did. Each of them had had their own stories about Jesus, who had healed them or challenged them or called them, and even called them out at times. Jesus had loved them, showed them amazing things, invited them into an intimate relationship that changed them absolutely. During Sunday evenings, there's a TV show we've been watching as a group called The Chosen, and it reveals the ways Jesus related uniquely to each of his disciples, not only the 12, but literally to each and every person he met. It didn't matter if they followed him or became a disciple or one of the 12, just meeting him changed them. Some of them became fully alive in Jesus' presence. Some of them crumpled and became less. But just being with Jesus, hearing Jesus, seeing Jesus' ministry of healing and preaching and presence brought a change. But it was a lot, just like for us in our encounters with Jesus. We're transformed, but sometimes we also get overwhelmed. We get so caught up in what is happening that we don't see all of what is happening. Kind of like being so excited about all the energy we have and all that we're getting done, while forgetting that we ran out of decaf and the reason we're going 900 miles an hour is because we are now way over caffeinated. Or watching our favorite team come from behind with an amazing performance while not knowing about the inspiring speech the coach gave them. We see, we hear, we acknowledge, we do what we understand while not really understanding. Then they remembered. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and some other women were the ones who had gone to the tomb, according to Matthew. If you've ever wondered whether there were women who followed Jesus, or who listened to his teaching and saw the miracles, or who understood who Jesus was, let your heart and mind be open to this word from Luke's gospel, because the angel knew. And he could say to them with full confidence that they would now stand in utter shock and amazement when he told them, "Remember that while he was in Galilee, he told you, 'The Son of Man will be handed over to sinners, excuse me, who will nail him to a cross. But 3 days later, he will rise to life.'" The angel knew that now was the moment when they would see and understand Jesus was not dead. And that changed everything. We could, if we were like that, give a good ribbing to those idiot disciples back at the ranch. They didn't believe the women. I mean, give them some credit. They were being asked to believe the impossible. But then they remembered. Not right away. It took time. It even took Jesus time to rattle their cages hard enough that their brains began to see that for the one who raised Lazarus from the tomb, resurrection was not beyond possibility. And when they did get it, oh my, how that changed everything. How about for you? Have you had your then they remembered moment? The moment when you have come to realize that Jesus has been calling you to come and follow him too, because his resurrection changes everything you thought you knew. Easter is the key. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for this particular episode of Today's Word. Join us again sometime in the future. Our email is otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, and our website is www.otisvillepress.org, and Otisville is with two L's.